The subject of today's shiur is Nezirus Shimshon, and we'll start with two halachos in the Rambam that talk about Nezirus Shimshon. Sefer Hafla, Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Gimel, Halachos Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Shimshon lo haya Nazir gamor. Shimshon wasn't a complete Nazir. Shaharei lo nadar b'nazir, because he didn't take himself an oath of Nazirus. Ela hamalach hifrisho min hatuma. Rather, the malach separated him from tuma. V'ketzad hayadino, what was the halacha that applied to him? Haya asur b'yayin, he was forbidden to drink wine. V'asur b'taglachas, and forbidden to shave or take a haircut. Umutar lihitamei lemesim, but he was permitted to become tamei meis, unlike other nazirim. V'davar zeh halacha m'pi haKabbalah. This is halacha l'Moshe miSinai. We do not have sources for these dinim of Nazir Shimshon in Torah. Lefichach, the Rambam continues. Therefore, mi she'omar hareini nazir k'Shimshon. If somebody says, "I'm going to be a nazir like Shimshon was," harei zeh nazir min ataglachas umin hayayin la'olam. This person is a nazir insofar as cutting his hair and insofar as being forbidden to drink wine forever. The eino megaleach kol shneim asar chodesh kishar nazirei olam. But he does not take a haircut every 12 months like other nazirim who are nazirim for their entire lives. Umutar lihitamei lemesim. And he is also permitted to become tamei meis. And then the Rambam says, "V'imam arlonis kavanti ela leish achar sheshmo Shimshon eino nazir." And the Rambam says that if a person says, "I'm a nazir like Shimshon," but he didn't mean the Shimshon of Tanakh, he's not a nazir at all. Umi shenodar nazir k'Shimshon eino yochol lehishael al nidro shenazirus Shimshon laolam hoisa. And someone who took a vow to be a nazir like Shimshon, he cannot go to a chacham and be matir neder for his nazirus, because Shimshon's nazirus was eternal. Okay, these are the two halachos these are the two fundamental halachos in the Rambam that deal with the halacha of Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon is like a Nazir Olam in that his nazirus lasts for his entire lifetime. However, he differs from a Nazir Olam in that a Nazir Olam may not become Tamei Meis, whereas a Nazir Shimshon may, and a Nazir Olam every 12 months can take a haircut, whereas a Nazir Shimshon may not. There are several questions we can ask about the Rambam. First of all, he says, he concludes here in Halacha Yudnalid, Umi shenodar nazir k'Shimshon, someone who took an oath to be a nazir like Shimshon, eino yochol lehishael al nidro, he cannot be matir neder by a chacham, shenazirus Shimshon la'olam hoisa, because Shimshon's nazirus was forever. So the Meforshim here ask, the Kesef Mishnah on Adaf, the Marit, the Chavos Yoyer, they ask, what kind of reason is that for a Nazir Shimshon not being able to be Matir Neder? After all, a Nazir Olam also has a Nazirus forever, but nevertheless, a Nazir Olam, who merely said, "I'm going to be a Nazir forever," without comparing himself to Shimshon, although his Nazirus is also La'olam for the rest of his life, he can be Matir Neder by a Chacham. So why does the Rambam say that the reason that a Nazir Shimshon can't be Matir Neder is because Nazirus Shimshon la'olam hoisa? That's the first question we'll deal with. Now the Brisker Rav, in his Shiurim on the Seches Nazir, in the stencil version, he asks a question with regard to the geder of Nazirus Shimshon. He asks, is Nazirus Shimshon a unique type of Nazirus, sui generis, unlike any other type of Nazirus? Or is it essentially the same, to the extent that it's chal, it is Nazirus Olam, but it's Naziris Olam with exceptions. But the essential Naziris is Naziris Olam. And he makes two diyukim from the Rambams we just read, that Naziris Shimshon is a Nazir Olam with exceptions. First of all, in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam's Lashon is, Shimshon lo haya Nazir Gomor, Shimshon wasn't a complete Nazir, because he didn't take a vow of Nazirus, rather the Malach separated him from Tumah. And what was his din? He was Aser B'Yayin and Aser B'Taglachas. The Bris Terov is Medayik from the words, Shimshon lo haya Nazir Gomor, he was not a complete Nazir. That he's not, the Rambam isn't saying Shimshon was a brand new type of Nazir. He's saying Shimshon was a partial Nazir. But that Nazirus, that amount of Nazirus that is present, is the same as the Nazirus of a Nazir Olam. The Briskarov's second view is from Halacha Yudalid. He says, Lefichach, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, someone who says, I am a Nazir like Shimshon, Hareza Nazir Menataglachas Umin Hayayin Laolam, he is a Nazir with respect to shaving and with respect to the Isser Yayin forever. The Eino Megaleach Kol Shneim Asar Chodesh Kishaar Nazire Olam, and he doesn't shave his head every 12 months like other Nazire Olam. There, the Rambam says clearly that the Nazir Shimshon is a type of Nazir Olam. He is different from other Nazire Olam, but he is essentially a Nazir Olam. So, I think that in light of the Briskarov's Diyukim, that Nazirus Shimshon is essentially a type of Nazirus Olam, we can ask a very strong question on the Rambam. The Rambam started out by saying that Shimshon lo haya Nazir Gomor. He wasn't a complete Nazir. The Nazirus of a Nazir Shimshon is partial. And this is manifest in the fact that one of the Isurei Nazir doesn't take effect on him. He is forbidden to drink wine. He is forbidden to shave or take a haircut. But he may become Tomei Meis. Okay, that is partial Nazirus. That is Eino Lo Haya Nazir Gomor. But if a Nazir Shimshon is a partial Nazir Olam, how is it possible for the din of a Nazir Shimshon to be more chamor than the din of a Nazir Olam? And this, we see, happens to be true. A Nazir Olam, after a year of Nazirus, if his hair is uncomfortably long, if it weighs on him, if he has COVID SAR, he is allowed to trim to the point that he is comfortable. But a Nazir Shimshon is more chamor than that. A Nazir Shimshon is Asur B'Taglachas, where even forever, for his whole life, even where a regular Nazir Olam is Mutter Lohakil Batar. So if a Nazir Shimshon is only a partial Nazir Olam, where does he get an extra Isser that a Nazir Olam doesn't have? One more question. The Gemara uses the Lashon in Nedarim Daf Pei Gimel, but the Gemara alludes a number of places to the din that Ein Nazirus L'Chatzoyin. There is no such thing as a partial Nazirus. Either you are a complete Nazir or you're not a Nazir at all. You can't say, Hareini Nazir L'Yayin. I'm just a Nazir insofar as Isser Yayin. Or a husband, if he's Mayfair, his wife's Nazirus, he can't say, I'm Mayfair only the Yayin, because that's Inu Nefesh, the rest that's not Nogeyat Inu Nefesh, I'm not Mayfair. No, Nazirus is a package deal. So the Karen Ora asks, why isn't the fact that there is such a thing as Nazirus Shimshon, which the Rambam calls a partial Nazirus, why isn't that a stira to the claw of Ein Nazirus L'Chatzoyin? There's no such thing as being a half or a fraction of a Nazir. And this is difficult, especially in light of the diukim that the Brisker Rav made, which show, I think, conclusively that according to the Rambam, Nazirus Shimshon is not a brand new type of Nazirus. It is within a prot within the broader call of Nazir Olam. So you see that there is a partial, such a thing as a partial Nazirus. So why does the Gemara take as a klal ein Nazirus lechatzoy? Okay, so I think that in order to answer these questions, we have to understand by what the Briskerov means, or what the Rambam means, really, when we say that Nazirus Shimshon is a Nazirus with a halos that is incomplete. Shimshon lo hayo Nazir gomu. Well, the simple understanding of that is that Nazirus, it starts with a flaw, it starts with a neder on someone's part, and it results in a halos. Certain dinim take effect on the Nazir as a result of his haflah. Okay. And then we say that Nazir Shimshon has different results than Nazir Olam. The Isser Tuma Lameis isn't Chal, whereas the Isser Tuma Lameis is Chal by Nazir Olam. It's not Chal by Nazir Shimshon. Perhaps we can view the difference between Nazirus Shimshon and other Nazirios not only as being in the Halos, but essentially as being in the process of Kabbalos Nazirus. Normally, Nazirus, or any Haflah of a Neder or Shua, is something that takes effect in the tiniest moment of time, and leaves permanent, or not necessarily permanent, but long-term effects. The haflah takes place in a moment, and the result of the haflah, after the haflah is concluded, is a halos that is manifest in certain dinim. Perhaps Nazirus Shimshon doesn't work that way. Perhaps the main difference between Nazirus Shimshon and all other haflos, not just haflos Nazirus, is that Nazirus Shimshon is the haflos of Nazirus Shimshon doesn't take a mere atom of time, but rather is drawn out eternally. The Nazir Shimshon is in the process of Kabbalas Nazirus throughout his lifetime, and as a result, his Nazirus never culminates. Now, in a normal Nazirus, be it a Nazirus for a fixed amount of time, or a Nazirus Olam, the Haflah takes place in a moment. And that after that Haflah, the full Nazirus comes into effect. There's never a stage in which a person starts out one-tenth Nazir, then he goes to one-quarter Nazir, one-half Nazir, because that would require time. And the haflah takes place in the smallest amount of time. It can't be broken up. The halos comes all at once. But were we to conceive of a haflah that is stretched out over time, we could also conceive of a halos that takes place in stages. This, I want to suggest, is what happens to a Nazir Shimshon. The Nazir Shimshon is caught in the process of haflos Nazirus throughout his life. So, the reason why he is mutter in Tumas Meis is not because his Nazirus is any more kal than any other Nazirus. Rather, it's because his Nazirus never culminates. The Isser of Tumas Meis is an isser that's chal when one person, when a person becomes a 100% nazir. It's the culmination of nazirus. But a nazir shimshon never gets there. He's in the process, and therefore, during the process, only part of the chalos takes place. The truth is, we can view this, I'm not saying we must view this, but we can view this as a Beferish Gemara on Daf Dalet in Nazir. The Mishnah starts out asking the question, Ma Bein Nazir Olam LeNazir Shimshon? What's the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? And it lists the different Tumas Meis and the ability to take a haircut every 12 months. But the Gemara says, the Gemara is bothered by the way this Mishnah is phrased. It starts out, what's the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon, without having established clearly that there exists Nazir Olam. So the Gemara asks, Nazir Olam Mandachar Shmei, whoever mentioned Nazir Olam, that you start asking differences before you establish the basic din. So the Gemara answers, Chesuri Mechsar of Ohachi Katani. There are words missing. This is how the Mishnah is meant to be taught. Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Olam, Hareza Nazir Olam. Someone who says, Hareini Nazir Olam, he is a Nazir forever. That din is established. Then the Mishnah asks, Ma Bein Nazir Olam LeNazir Shimshon? What is the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon, which also lasts forever? Nazir Olam Hichbid Saro Mekel Batar. If a Nazir Olam, if his hair gets heavy, then he can trim with a razor. Then that's every 12 months. Umevi Shalosh Behemos. V'im nitma, and he brings korbanos when he trims. V'im nitma, and if he becomes tamei, maybe korban tuma. He has to bring the korban tuma of a nazir tamei. Nazir Shimshon hichbid saro eino mekel batar. But Nazir Shimshon, if his hair gets uncomfortably heavy, he may not trim with the razor. V'eino maybe korban tuma. And if he becomes Tamei Meis, he doesn't bring a korban. That's the rephrasing of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, Korban Tuma hu delo maisi. Ah, if he becomes Tamei, he doesn't bring a korban. Avo Nazirus chaylole. But Nazirus takes effect on him. And the Meforshim, Tosfos here, Afanort, and the Tosfos Rid, they both say, but that the lashon of the Mishnah is, if he becomes Tamei, he doesn't have to bring a korban, but that implies that nevertheless, he may not go ahead and become Tamei. And then the Gemara asks, what opinion does that follow? We have no opinion that says that a Nazir Shimshon may not become Tamei, but if he does, then he doesn't have to bring a korban. Okay. But the lashon of the Gemara is difficult. The Gemara's question is, when the Mishnah says, Nazir Shimshon eino mevi korban tuma, he doesn't bring a korban tuma, that implies he may not become tamei. If he does become tamei, well, then the procedure is different from another Nazir. But he may not become tamei, and how does the Gemara express that? Korban hu delo maisi. He doesn't bring a korban. Avo Nazirus chayla alei. But Nazirus takes effect on him. Tosfos asks, what do you mean Nazirus takes effect on him? He's a Nazir. So Tosfos elaborates. Kolomar, that is to say, korban takes effect on him le'inyan she'asur le'tamos le'mesim le'chatchila, insofar as le'chatchila he may not become tamei meis. But Tosfos recognizes that the lashon is a bit dochak. The Gemara means to say, a korban he doesn't bring, but iser tumah there is. Tosfos really says the same thing, right? There's a problem there with the lashon. But according to the explanation we've given, according to the Rambam, the lashon seems to be quite precise. Because the iser tumah is the culmination of the chalos nazirus. So the Gemara is saying, a korban he doesn't bring, but a full Nazirus is chal on him insofar as there is Isser Tumah. The Lashon is very meduyak according to this Hesper. Okay, now we can begin to attempt to answer the question that the Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Marit, the Chavos Yoyer, I'm sure many more, ask on the Rambam's reason why you can't have She'elos Chocham on Nazirus Shimshon. To quote the Rambam again, Umi Shenodar Nazir Kishimshon, someone who's Nodar Nazirus like Shimshon, Eino Yochol Hishoyel Al Nidro, he cannot have a She'elos Chocham on his Neder, Shinazirus Shimshon La'olam Hoysa, because Shimshon's Nazirus was forever. So the Achronim ask, what kind of reason is that for the inability to be Shoal on the Neder? Look, Nazir Olam also is a Nazir forever, yet you can have She'ela on Nazirus Olam. I would suggest that when the Rambam says Shinazirus Shimshon La'olam Hoysa, he doesn't mean that the chalos of the Nazirus is forever, like the Nazirus of a Nazir Olam. He means that the process of Kabbalas Nazirus, of Haflos Nazirus, takes place forever. And that prevents the possibility of She'elas Chocham. And I'll explain why. The Reb Shimon Shkop, and others, but he's the one who's most known for this, explains that She'elas Chocham, it doesn't actually make a neder into a neder tos. It gives the neder a din neder tos. From the time the show of the Chocham is matir neder, we treat it as if the person who made the neder was mistaken. But it doesn't mean that it's actually a mistaken neder. Now, the upshot of that is that the Hafloas Nazirus after HaTorah was not tampered with. When the person, at the time that he made the neder, when he made the Hafloa, there was a real Hafloa there, and that historical fact remains unchanged after the HaTorah. The Chacham in his HaTorah works on the Chalos, not on the Hafloa. The Chacham takes off the Chalos neder retroactively. Now, in a normal case, that leaves the person who's shoal on his neder free, because the haflaw, yeah, he did it, but it's not there anymore. The halos of the haflaw was taken off by the chacham, so he's mutter. But let's say the chacham takes off your haflaw, your halos neder, but the haflaw is still there, actively. It's constantly regenerating the neder. So a chacham can be matir all he wants by a nazir shimshon. It's as if you're constantly saying, I am a kabbal, I am a kabbal, never giving a chance for the chalos to disappear and not be replaced by the new chalos that the active haflaw is generating. And that's what the Rambam may mean when he says, shenazirus shimshon la'olam hoysa, in contrast to a nazir olam. Another olam his haflaw is like everybody else's. Takes a second, it's gone. All that's left now is the effect. Remove the effect, nothing is left. But Shimshon's Nazirus means the haflaw's Nazirus keeps on going forever, and that constantly regenerates the neder. Now, this may be what the Rogachover is saying. I'll read briefly the Lashon of the Rogachover, Rambam Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Yudimel Halach Yudal, this halacha. Maybe he's saying what I just suggested, maybe it's something else, it certainly sounds similar. V'hinei efshar lomar, hatam d'lomahani she'la, it's possible to say that the reason why she'la doesn't work, and I'm just going to translate here, it does require explanation, de'v'emes zemivor, because in truth it is clear, de'kol dovar she'ein locates, anything that has no end, hava kamo shelo hischil, it is as if it hasn't begun. Kevan de ein shum nafkamina bizman shenog, since there's no difference in the time that was practiced. Kevan de la olam hadavar chalalov, since the thing is chal on him forever. The im kain lamai de kaimalam benedorim daft sadik de ein chacham matir ad sheyochel on neder. According to the Gemara that says that a chacham can't be matir until the neder is chal ayin sham. The im kain have kamo kamish adayin lo chal. So here it's as if it hasn't yet been chal. The zel kavanas rabenu b'mashakosav shenazirus shimshon laolam hoisa. As I read it over, I don't think he is saying exactly what I'm saying, but he's saying something close, and I'd be asir todah to anybody who can explain to me exactly what the kavana of the Rogat Shavur is. Okay, now, we're still left with the question, given that, we'll put it in our terms now, given that Nazirus Shimshon is an incomplete Nazirus, that the hafla never gets to its culmination, how can there be a chumrah present that isn't in Nazirus Olam? A Nazir Olam can trim every 12 months, whereas a Nazir Shimshon can't. Where does that chumrah come from if the Nazir Olam is, if Nazir Shimshon is only a partial Nazir Olam? So, I think the answer, I'll read to you the Me'iri, the answer is in the Me'iri, but first let me speak out the answer. The din that a Nazir Olam can trim every 12 months isn't just a shear in how uncomfortable he has to be, how much hair he has to have in order for him to be allowed to trim. No. It's that one of the conditions is that he has to be uncomfortable, but that's not all there is to it. There is also a din that he has to count a year of Nazirus before he has a heter to shave. If that is true, then we understand why a Nazir Shimshon, even though his Nazirus is partial, he can never get be makel betar, because he never gets to the point, not only doesn't he count a year of Nazirus, he never gets to the point where he begins counting at all. You only begin counting once the haflah is completed. So therefore, the tenai that you have to have yud beis chodesh, he never gets there. He never begins. His clock never starts ticking. I'll read to you the Me'iri on daf dalet, on the Mishnah on daf dalet. V'dino, the din of a nazir olam. Shekol shehichbid saro yoser midai, any nazir olam whose sar has got, his hair has gotten too heavy, I mean, he does have to be uncomfortable with it. Rishoy lahokil batar at kama shiirtza, he's allowed to trim with the razor as much as he wants. Ubilvad shelo yigaleach mikol v'kol, unless, as long as he doesn't shave off everything altogether. V'chein, and also, dafka mishneim asar chodesh lishneim asar chodesh, only from one 12-month period to the end of the next 12-month period. It's two separate dinim. The Nazir Olam has the right to trim if he is uncomfortable, and also only every 12 months. 12 months of Nazirus have to have passed before the Nazir Olam is allowed to trim, and that just never happens with a Nazir Shimshon because he never starts counting. Okay, let's just end with one more question that this solves. The Gemara in Yevamos has it looks for the source of the klal of asei docha los asei. A mitzvah asei overrides a mitzvah los asei. And the Gemara suggests as a source that the asei that a mitzora must shave his head overrides the iser taglachas of a mitzora, of a nazir. If a nazir becomes a mitzora, despite the fact that by the dinim of his nazirus he is not allowed to trim, the asay of trimming the hair, of cutting the hair of mitzora, overrides the iser nazir. So the Gemara suggests this as a possible source for the klal of asay docha los asay. Then the Gemara is docha that. Ma lenazir mitzora sheken yeshno b'she'elo. No, you can't generalize from the case of Mitzora, because a Nazir Mitzora can be Shoel on his Nazirus. He can go to a Chacham and have the Chacham release him from his Nazirus retroactively. And therefore, if a mitzvah asay can override such a los asay, we can't generalize and to mitzvos los asay that are more chamor in that they can never be released by a chacham. So the Achronim ask, the Achiezer, the Keren Ora, and others ask, well, all right, most nazirios are Milsa de Isa B'She'ela, you can be matir by Chacham. But what about a Nazir Shimshon? He is forbidden to shave his head. But nevertheless, if a Nazir Shimshon becomes a Mitzora, he's Megaleach. There you have Ese Dochalos Esei by a case of Nazirus, which is less of B'She'ela, where you can't be matir by the Chacham. I would answer that that's not a kasha at all. Because in theory, as the Brisker have pointed out, the Isurim of the Nazir Shimshon are the same Isurim that other Nazirim have. Lo Yitzuyar, if we could imagine a case, if we could picture a case that a Nazir Shimshon could culminate his Kabbalist Nazirus, he would be able to be Shoel from a Chacham. The Metzius is such that his Nazirus never gets to his end. But the Isurim being generated by his Kabbalist Nazirus are the same Isurim that any other Nazir has. And on a technicality, he will never get to a Heter Chacham. But the Isur itself that he has is the same Isur Kal that can be matired by a Chacham.